I am here with Hayden Stevens. Hayden is a junior at JMU and he is a history major. We are conducting this interview for Doctor Who for our History 395 course. What is your topic?
My topic was on the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which occurred on August 6th and 9th, 1945, at the end of World War II.
What did you find during your research?
Some of the most interesting things that I found during my research was that the racism against the Japanese at this time was fairly widespread across the U.S. On top of this, there is quite a number of alternative options that have been mentioned for the bombs.
Was there anything that surprised you during your research?
What surprised me most was just how widespread the anti-Japanese racism was during this time. You could find anti-Japanese racism in several forms of media, including cartoons, comics, newspapers, even government documents. There were some booklets that were given to the American servicemen that depicted how they could tell the difference between Japanese and Chinese people. Marine Corps recruitment posters even mentioned a Jap hunting license that people would receive upon entering into the Marine Corps. Most of this propaganda revolved around the war production effort. It said that when people were slow and or wasteful, it was good for the Japanese. A lot of this propaganda also was designed to make the Japanese people look evil. This would really help with the war effort in the Pacific. Finally, a lot of this propaganda referred to Pearl Harbor and how it needed to be remembered. This would increase the anger felt by the American citizens and help with this levels of anti-Japanese racism across the American population.
What are some of the most important sources that you used?
The most important sources that I used were the ones that had to do with the anti-Japanese racism. In my paper, I had a cartoon called Tokyo Kid that was regarding the war production effort. I had another piece that was a song called Remember Pearl Harbor, and this goes back to keeping Pearl Harbor in the minds of the American population to keep those levels of anger at the Japanese people up. The third piece of anti-Japanese propaganda that I used was a newspaper article that discussed how to tell the difference between a Chinese and a Japanese person. The racism in this piece came from the way the Japanese people were described. They were described as Japanese warriors, while the Chinese person was described in more friendly terms. The fourth piece of propaganda that I used had to do with the Germans. It was a cartoon of Captain America punching Hitler in the face. This was important to my research because it showed that the German propaganda was really focused on Hitler, while the anti-Japanese propaganda focused on the Japanese people as a whole.
And where did you find these sources?
I found most of them online. I learned about them through some of the secondary sources that I was reading, and then I did further research through Google to find the sources so that I could then analyze them for my paper.
In your paper, you use the term total annihilation. What does that mean?
Total annihilation is the idea that we were going to wipe out the Japanese race entirely, completely destroy the country of Japan.
How does total annihilation relate to the use of the bombs?
At this time, the atomic bombs were a completely new weapon, and they were designed to create mass destruction. So in terms of total annihilation, these bombs would have been helpful towards that goal of completely wiping out the Japanese population.
How many people were killed by the use of these bombs?
The sources on this seem to differ quite a lot. This was one issue I had with my paper, but the general consensus that I could find was that roughly 185,000 people were killed immediately on the days the bombs were dropped, combined between Hiroshima and Nagasaki. However, over the next several decades, people died of lasting effects from the radiation of the bombs.
Are there residual effects of the bombs today?
The radiation lasted for several decades. However, at this point, it has mostly gone away simply due to the fact that the generations that were alive at the time of the bombings are not around anymore. But this effects of the radiation were fairly prevalent for several decades, with increased risk of cancer and leukemia. This also had quite an effect on women, as it affected their fertility rate and also increased the chances that any children they had would be born with birth defects. This caused a number of issues in Japan, as a lot of these women were then considered outcasts from society, very similar to leprosy in England in the Middle Ages.
What is the overall view of the atomic bombs?
The view on the use of the atomic bombs is something that has changed over time. Polls done in 1945 showed that over 80% of Americans supported the use of the bomb. Polls were done again in the early 1990s of both the American population and the Japanese population. At this point, there was a smaller number of the American population that supported their use, however, it was still over 50%. Obviously, the Japanese population was not as widely supportive of the bombs, however, still about 29% of the Japanese population supported their use. When polled again in 2015, it was found that 56% of the American population still supported the use of the bombs, with only 14% of the Japanese population supporting the bombs. One of the most interesting things here was the number of people that were against their use even at the time, and the positions of power that these people were in. Through my research, I found that there were a number of political and military leaders that were against the use of the bomb even at the time. It is somewhat surprising that with people in these positions of powers being against the bombs, they were ever used at all.
You mentioned earlier that there were alternative options in lieu of using the bombs. What were some of these options?
One of the first options would have been showing Japanese footage of the Trinity test. At the time, the Japanese did not believe that the Americans had successfully created an atomic bomb, and they definitely didn't believe that we had more than one. Showing Japanese footage of the Trinity test may have influenced them to surrender earlier, and if not, it would have almost certainly influenced them to surrender following the first bomb. One of the issues with the use of the second bomb is the fact that on the morning we bombed Nagasaki, which was the second bomb, the government officials of Japan had only just begun to meet to discuss the first bombing 3 days earlier. Part of this was due to simply the shock of being bombed. They didn't understand that a weapon of this magnitude was even capable of being created. If we had showed them footage of the Trinity test prior to using the first bomb, this shock would have been mitigated and potentially they would have surrendered earlier. Another alternative option would have been continued firebombing. At this point, Tokyo was almost completely destroyed by firebombs, which is one of the main reasons that we did not use the atomic weapons in Tokyo. One of the advantages of firebombing is they're much smaller, and so you can focus on smaller targets and you don't run as much of a risk as killing civilian people. Another issue with use of the bombs is Hiroshima and Nagasaki were largely civilian cities, so one alternative option would have been to focus the bomb on military bases. In terms of Nagasaki, there was very little in terms of military installations. At the time of the bombing, there were 9,000 troops in Nagasaki, of which only 150 were killed by the bombs. Hiroshima was primarily factories that were supplying the war effort, which is one of the reasons it was targeted for the bombings. The idea was if they could cut off the supplies to the army, then the army would no longer be able to fight. However, if they had focused on attacking military bases and wiped out the army, the number of supplies they had wouldn't have mattered. Supplies are only useful if you have someone to use them, and if they had wiped out the army, there would have been no one to use them. At the time the bombs were dropped, there were 600,000 troops on the Japanese island of Kyushu. So why were the bombs used on Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Had they been used on Kyushu, a very large portion of the Japanese army could have been wiped out very quickly. One of the main reasons behind the use of the bombs was the fact that the U.S. did not want to have to go into a land invasion of Japan. It was estimated that this would have cost hundreds of thousands of American lives. Not to mention, most of the American troops had just finished fighting on the Western Front and were simply too tired and worn out to go and fight again in Japan. Had the bombs been dropped on Kyushu, wiping out a large part of the Japanese army, a land invasion would have been much easier, although possibly still not even necessary. Had the bombs been used on Kyushu, and then we used other methods, such as continued firebombings, a land invasion may not have been necessary at all.
Are there any alternative arguments as to why the use of the bombs are justified?
Well, I've already mentioned the land invasion and having to bring the war to a faster end. But another interesting argument that I found was that the creation of the bombs was too expensive for them to not be used. Clearly, this argument is an absolute moral nightmare. The cost of something does not justify its use in killing hundreds of thousands of people. On top of that, even if the bombs had not been used, they would have not gone to waste. As soon as the bombs were created, the world entered the atomic age. It was also around this time that the Cold War started. Now, many people say that the Cold War started due to the bombs being dropped. However, I believe that the Cold War would have started regardless, as Russia would have learned that we had atomic bombs and would have raced to start creating their own, which would have caused tensions between the US and Russia. If the US had not used their bombs, they simply would have been two bombs ahead of Russia in the arms race of the Cold War.
Could you provide us with a quick summary about your paper?
Yes, the decision to drop the bombs was primarily fueled by racism, and there were several alternative options to the bombs that would have been much better for both sides.
I am Charity Herod, and this concludes our 395 interview with Hayden Stevens.